Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, today we're finishing up Nun Tes Dalet, that's on the bottom of 184, and today's Amud is going to be page 185 in the Mishnah Berurah, continuing on with the Halachos of Kriya Shema. Last time we had done almost all of Siv Dalet, except for the concluding words of the Mechaber, and those words of the Mechaber are actually quite fascinating, and to this day, people might wonder that there are different minhagim in regards to saying Amen after the bracha of Habocher ba'amo Yisrael ba'ava. So the Mechaber writes, "V'lo yane amen achar siyum Habocher ba'amo Yisrael ba'ava mishum dehavi hefsek." The position of the Mechaber is that one does not say amen after the chazan. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Chavdal, "Dehavi hefsek ben kriya shma lebracha." Kemosha also lahafsik ben kol dvar mitzvah anosh and varchna lov labracha shalafanev. So there is a connection between the bracha of Habocher ba'amo Yisrael ba'ava with the kriyishma. Avo bebirchas yotzer gamu modal dina l'rama b'zeh. The Rama is of the opinion that you can say amen, and that when it comes to yotzer ar, that will be the halacha. Dim siyim kolim shlech siyu yeshan es amen achrov va'ayin beber halacha. Now, the Rama added va'ayin lekaman simin samach alef, and that was what the Mishnah Berurah was referring to when he said the Rama disagrees. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Hei simin samach alef b'siv gimel ba'ga d'sham nisbar d'gam b'birchas ha'bocher ha'minig l'sayim kodin mashliach tzibur v'lanis amin achar shliach tzibur k'mo shekos b'darkei Moshe b'simin zeh. The Darkei Moshe disagrees, hence, by the way, to this day, it's well known in most shtiblach, and certainly amongst Hasidim, and for Sfardim, as far as I know for Sfardim, they don't say Amen after Habocher ba'amo Yisrael ba'ava. But in the yeshivas, it was very, very common in Litvish yeshivas for many, many years to say Amen. Like many things, the Hasidim, I say this as a proud Hasid, Hasidim infiltrate even the yeshivas as well, but the old minig amongst the Litvisha world was to say Amen after Habocher ba'amo. So many old-time Litvaks say that was done. Today, in the yeshivas, they have the pshara that the Mishnah Berurah is going to mention, and that is to conclude with the... But the old-timers, they didn't do that. The old-timers, they follow Pshuto Kimashmo like the Rama. Vahatam. So what's the issue of the machlokis over here? The birchas kriyashma ain't domos l'shar birchas hamitzas. That the Rama is going to hold that when it comes to birchas kriyashma, it's not like shar birchas hamitzas. Shari ain't mevarchan asher k'shon sas zvan lik kriyashma. That's going to be the svar of the Rama. And that's how the minig of the yeshivas today, even though the old timers didn't go, is the Mishnah Berurah that made this pshara famous. But the Aruch HaShulchan, my guess is that the Aruch HaShulchan answered Amen after Habocher ba'amo Yisrael ba'ava, based on what I've heard from my father, maybe. Well, Rabbi Bina told me that it was common in all the Litvish yeshivas always to do that. So this is the pshara of the Mishnah Berurah, and many bnei yeshivas follow that today. Now the truth is, I was bothered. I know this is Mishnah Berurah Yomi Halacha L'Maisa, but if you could allow me to be ma'ayin for 3 minutes, I wondered that l'chura the psak of the Mechaber, the simple way of reading the Mishnah Berurah, actually Mechaber comes out really, really strange, because what comes out is that the Mechaber is being machmir, saying you shouldn't answer Amen, because it's considered a hefsek. Now the question becomes that we've already had mentioned Bidas HaMechaber, that when it comes to the bracha of Birchos Kriyashma, that it's not considered mamish a Birchas HaMitzvah, that we don't consider it a Birchas HaMitzvah. Where did we discuss that? The Mishnah Berurah had mentioned that already earlier, that it's not considered a full-fledged Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore it's hard to understand in regards why over here all of a sudden one should not be mafsik. I'll give you an example of where we had seen that this concept had come up. If you take a look later on, we made reference to this, that in Sif Beis, you have on our Amud, on page 185, on the bottom of page Tzadi Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Kara Kriyishma below Bracha, Yotzi Dechovas Kriyishma. V'chozer v'kores ha-brachos below Kriyishma. If a person read Kriyishma without the brachos, so then the Mechaber says, he's chozer v'kores ha-brachos below Kriyishma. V'nirli, shetov lachzer v'likros Kriyishma ima brachos. And the Mechaber concludes that it's better for a person to read Kriyishma with the brachos again. In other words, when he says the brachos, he should also say Shema. Now, this Yisod, the Mishnah Berurah explains, on the fourth line on the top of page 186, he says, Ratzalom, you know, start from the beginning on page 186, the Lashon Mishnah Berurah over there. Ratzalom, Avokav de'inon ma'akvos l'kriyishma, v'yotzi de'chovos kriyishma, afim lo birich p'chal, mikol makom, yidei chovos brachos l'yotza, v'yachal avarech b'lo kriyishma, ki lo niskenu dafka al kriyishma, so in a case where a person was already Yotzei Birchos Kriyishma, the Mishnah Berurah says Beferish. He has later on, and I'll show you we had it earlier on as well, that he says that you could have Birchos Kriyishma without Kriyishma. Why? Because it's not considered a bracha of Asher Kitchanu Mitzvosav Vitzivanu, and it's not a Birchos HaMitzvah, and therefore you could have the two separately. And we saw this earlier as well. In Simin Nun Ches, Sif Katan Chaf Hey. In Sif Katan Chaf Hey, we had discussed what happens if a person misses Kriyishma, so then he has the fourth hour still, on page 182, he has the fourth hour to say what? He has the fourth hour to say Birchos Kriyishma. And the question is, but already he's no longer being Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyishma. So here we have another Mishnah Berurah, again Bidas HaMechaber, in Sif Katan Chaf Hei, and he says, because the Birchas Kriyishma is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. So now, I know I'm not allowed to do Lamdas for too long of a period of time, but this is to understand the Shita. At the same time, I say that tongue in cheek, at the same time, say, so how could it possibly be that the Mechaber is all of a sudden saying he can't be Mafsik, like it's a Birchas HaMitzvah? I have two mechabers in two different places, Nun Ches, Siv Vav, mechaber and Simin Samach, Siv Beis. Both of those are halachos in which we see that Birchos Kriyishma is not a Birchos HaMitzvah. So that was bothering me. So, I think the answer to that lies in what exactly is the relationship between the bracha of Ava Rabba and Kriyishma. Now, in this halacha, this is the first time we've gone out of order in Mishnah Berurah Yomi, but in this halacha that's on our page, on page 185, in Simin Samach Siv Beis, so we have this halacha that says that if you read Kriyishma without the brachos, you should go back and read the brachos. That's part of the tefillah, and there's an inyan to do with Kriyishma. V'nira li, says the mechaber, there's an inyan to do with Kriyishma. Why? Why is there a v'nira li that you should do in Kriyishma? So the Mishnah Berurah there explains, in Sif Katan Dalet im HaBrachos, kidei lamod bitfila mitech divrei Torah, ukriyishma nzo nachsheves kekari b'Torah. Now this innocent line of the Mishnah Berurah was a position, the Shaar HaTzion says, of the Gra, the name of the Yerushalmi, and for those who are familiar, Rav Soloveitchik had a famous yahrzeit shir that was built on this yisod, that kriyishma is an inyan of Talmud Torah, Likros b'Taira, and there's an inyan to be oimed l'tfila mitaych divrei Taira. Ayin bishurim l'zeicher avi mari. That lamdus we're not going to allow ourselves to discuss in a Mishnah Berurah Yomi. But what's the yisod for halacha? The yisod la halacha is that there's an inyan to be oimed b'tfila mitoch divrei Taira. I would like to suggest that the relationship between Birchas Ava Rabba and Kriyishma, we have to look. You know, there's a big Talmud Chacham in Silver Spring, Rav Lopiansky. So he put together a siddur where he collects many obscure Rishonim on the siddur. I bet if you're going to search, I have it at home, I just didn't have time before I came here. I bet if you search in the Rishonim, they'll explain that the kesher between Habocher Ba'am Yisrael Ba'ava, it's Pashut. Avinu Avarachaman, Amrachim Rachim, Elayim Nusayim B'libayin Lov, and Lahaskil, Lushmaya Lomoy Lulamim. It's all a chelik in Birchas. Of Birchas HaTorah. Of course, we learned previously that the halacha is that if you don't have Birchas HaTorah, so then there are cases that you could be Yotze with Ava Rabba. So the yachas, the connection between the two, is not that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema, but rather Kriya Shema is a chelik of Koyre B'Torah, and we put this bakasha of us asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Siyata Deshmaya. It's very interesting. HaBoicher Ba'ma Yisrael Ba'ava, by giving us the Torah, and then we're Boicher Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now I'm going into a beautiful machshava. Just a second of machshava. Boicher Ba'am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was boicher in us, and now we say, and we're boicher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But there is another. There are so many layers over here, but there's another layer of Koyre B'Torah. The Shitas HaMechaber Lini is the idea is not that it's a Berchas HaMitzvah, like it's Mukhruch in all these other places, but rather the Chatchilu, you shouldn't be mafsik between HaBoicher Ba'ama Yisrael Ba'ava, the Avinu Avarachman, and the Koyre B'Torah. That's the Din L'Chatchilu according to Mechaber. And the Ramah saying no. The Ramah saying, doesn't hold that there is an Inyan to be mafsik, and that's a new area in Halacha, that we don't have any Mekoris in the Gemara itself. That's where a Machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah could emerge. According to the Mechaber, that's what's going to come out is that since there is this deep relationship between HaBoicher Ba'am Yisrael Ba'ava, you're not supposed to be mafsik at all with Koyre B'Torah. While according to the Ramah, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. So there might be a relationship between the two, but there are many things that have a relationship between the two, and nevertheless, right, two brachas, Brach of Yotzar and Avarab also has a kesher between each other, but we're not makbid not to be mafsik. So the Ramah is going to say that there is no Hakpadol. And he is daiti, that's the pshat in the Omek of the Machlokas, in the Chavar. Halacha l'maisa, the minigun b'nei yeshivas, the old Lutfisher yeshivas, as I said, my father, maybe, well, they always used to say, Amen t'abarach b'am Yisrael b'ava, and the yeshivas that most of us grew up in already, the pshara of the Mishnah Brura, the koyach of Moran HaChofetz Chaim, has taken hold. Okay, let's go through.
It's mashma from the Mishnah Brura that he's holding the Machaber, he's holding that's a mitzvah.
From Chavdal, right? So I can't believe that that's what he means. I think that what the Mishnah Brura means like this: Ben Kriyashma Bracha Kemoi, that he's being machmir Kemoi. It's usher to be mafsik, but it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah because otherwise mamish astira between the other halachas and mechaber. Because if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, then we have two kashas. Number one, if it was a Birchas HaMitzvah, then when it's past Man Kriyashma, then you shouldn't say Birchas. Birchas Kriyishma, number one. And number two, if you already carry Kriyishma, then you should already lose the Birchas Kriyishma. Elamai, it can't be that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And what the Mishnah Brura means, a lot of times you'll find it's that when the Mishnah Brura will speak this way, it doesn't mean that's mamish the same halacha. K'may shasal hafsik so too over here. And that's about the relationship between the two.
Could you say just further that it wasn't Niskan? He uses Lashon in Sitchat Yigim Kivay, Nisknu Dafka al Kriyishma, but once they were misaking it, so then...
Where's Reb Dani reading from?
The end of Sif Katan Gimel, where he says Kilo Niskanu Dafka Al Kriyachma. It wasn't Misakin Al Yidei Kriyachma, but L'chayr it's saying that there is a connection. After they were Misakin it, so then they said, you know what? Let's kill
exactly.
The birds with one stone. So that's what Rabbi's saying.
Correct.
It was on its own, but in order to, but. Once they were misacking it, then they developed a connection. I thought Rabbi was saying
Kiloi niskenu dafka kriyishma in a chanami. In other words, there might be many components over here in Ava Rabba, like we mentioned. Maybe my idea alpi machshava is also true. Boicher ba'am Yisrael ba'ava, and then we're boicher ba'kadosh baruch hu. So there could have been many components, and that's why kiloi niskenu dafka kriyishma. You see, Yeshlach Kor, what the Mishnah Brura means. It could be what you said, that the original Takana had nothing to do with Kriyashma. Right. Or you could learn, Kiloi Niskanu Dafka Kriyashma means that the Takana wasn't only when you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. You could read it two ways. But I'm willing to go in both directions. I'm willing to go your way and say that originally it's not Dafka, only the Torah part. There are other components as well. Or you could read Kiloi Niskanu in the Mishnah Brura. We're now, for those who are listening, we're talking about now in Simen Samach, Sivkot and Gimel. So then, in such a case, where then maybe all he means, Kiloi Niskanu means that the takana of the bracha Abocha Ba'am Yisrael Ba'ava is not dependent on the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kriyishma. Two ways to understand. Okay. Tov. That's all the ha'aris were good ha'aris. It's geshmak. I think this is a geshmak ediyun. All right, let's continue on. There's only a certain amount of geshmak that you're allowed in a yomi. So says the mechaber. Simin non tesif hey imtah bebirchas yotzer beinyan shetzarich lamod acher tachtov. So if some reason the chazan makes a mistake, and there are times that for whatever reason you have to let the chazan go. By the way, my grandfather, Zichron Levracha, was a Baal Tefillah, and my father said on Yom HaKippurim he collapsed once in the middle of being a Baal Tefillah in Shul. He collapsed. So in Astan, they had someone that had to take over. So it happens. Here is the case of imtah. Imtah bebirchas yotze beinyan shetzarich lamod acher tachtov. Imtah mikdusha ve'elech ein hasheni tzarich lahaskal mimakom shepasak. So halacha is, if in middle of birchas kriyishma an error is made, you know, this is the reason why you need to do the yom. You need to know the halachas. Because b'shas maisa, when these things happen, to have these things clear in your mind is something that's important. So the halacha is that for whatever reason they have to change the chazan, so the chazan picks up where they left off. The chiddush explains the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sif Katan Chaf Ches is va'afta kaimelam b'sim kuf chavav da'ashein tzarech la'asim etchilas habracha shetar rishon. So the halacha is that if there was an error in Chazaras HaShatz, and they're talking about what happens, you're afraid that the shatz is a apikiris. So then you have to take him down. So if you have to take him down, so the new chazan picks up with the bracha that he was up to. So if if he said some apikiris in Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha, so and then he says v'karvenu something else, instead of v'karvenu malkenu l'avodasecha, let's say that's halacha that you have to take him down. So then in such a case, the new chazan is supposed to start with Hashivenu, not from the middle of the bracha. Over here, the halacha is not that way. If let's say the chazan made a toast, and for some reason he's no longer going to continue, and he's up to kadosh, 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 continues the Mishnah Berurah, shani hoch n'mikiman sh'anu kadosh, 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 v'sham v'elech k'tchilas bracha dami. So consider it for tchilas bracha, and therefore you don't have to go back all the way to Yotzer Ar. And so the Ramah just explains that you'll go back to Kaddish Kaddish. Kaddish says, Ramah, Da'ayim Shemaschel, Mikdusha Ve'erech, Vimtag, Kodim Kedusha Tzarech Lahatschel, Berosh. Simen Samach, Sif Aleph in the Mechabe. Bracha Shnia Avas Olam, V'yesh Omrim Ava Ar, Rabba V'chein Noagim B'chol Ashkaz. When I was ochet to learn this from Rav Nevinsal, Baruch Hashem, I'm my second time around. So today I was too busy learning Gittin Bi'iyun with the beautiful Talmidim, so I didn't get to go over to him for today's Amud. But I was zochet to learn this with him once before, 5 or 6 years ago. So he said a beautiful, beautiful pshat. He said, why is it that according to Nusach Ashkenaz, that you say Ava Rabba in the morning and you do Avas Olam at night? This is machshava, this is not halacha. He said, why is it that we have the nusach avarabba avasam? So he said, al pi chasidus, we have an idea, come in. We have an idea that the halacha of avarabba and avas olam is that we know at night. We know at night that that al pi chasidus, it's dark outside. It's now very dark outside. So al pi chasidus, that's a... I think Gil has heard this from Rav Yoel Rakovsky Shlita. Rav Yoel Rakovsky likes to say that the pasuk in Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos is the Hagid Baboker Chazdecha VeEmunascha BaLeilos. That VeEmunascha BaLeilos is that we have Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night. When everything is dark, we have Emunah in Kodesh Avrichu. And in the morning, it's obvious. The Baboker Chazdecha, it's obvious that the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So night represents danger. We also have that we know on Purim, Lam Natzelech, Lam Natzelech Al Yelos HaShachar, so that what Al Yelos HaShachar represents and so on. So that's what morning and night. So Rav Nevinsal Shlita suggested that's why it corresponds. Ava Solom versus Ava Rabba. So that you have at night we say Ava Solom. In the morning we say Ava Rabba, because Ava Rabba means it's the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beautiful. Ava Solom is we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us is La'olam, even when it's dark, not only when it's light. That's how he said Pshat. He then wanted to say that's even the Pshat in the Machlokes Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svart. Svaradim say in the morning Avat Olam, right? So and Nusach Svard also. So he wanted to say that the machlokus is that the Sfardim are talking about that they're feeling the Shechinta Begulusa. It's known that Nusach Sfard And Sfaradim, the emphasis is more in Kabbalah. So in Kabbalah, so it might look very nice and beautiful outside. The world is a beautiful place. But if a person has sensitivity, he realizes that the world is a hollow shell because he feels a shchinta de galusa, Rav Nachman Shlita said. And therefore, Nusach Sfarad will not allow itself to say Ava Rabba until the time where there is a gilui in the shchina. It's my editorial edition. That until there's a time where there's a gilui shchina, then we'll say Ava Rabba. So let's finish up these halachas. Bracha Shni Avasol V'yishom Avas Rabba Chinog Mechol Ashkenaz. Veina poseches beboruch, mipnei shiyismuch lebirchas yotzar, v'mihi poteres birchas haTorah, ayin le'il simim mem zayin. We discussed that there are times it could be motzi if a person has a suffix in birchas haTorah, and the rule of thumb is, just to remind ourselves, that if you have a suffix, you could use Ava Rabba, but you have to learn right after davening. Siv Beis we already learned when we were mefalpel for the first time in history on Siv Dalid. So let's just now get the halacha clear inside Keseder. Siv Beis, Kari Kriyashma below bracha. So let's just make sure we have this halacha clear. Let's say a person was Kari Kriyashma without the bracha. So that comes up all the time. Many people here will daven on Shabbos in a place that they'll say Kriyashma already after Isman Kriyashma. So what do we do? So Ramosha Feinstein was Machmir. Ramosha Feinstein, we mentioned in the past, would even daven Shachris without a minyan. And I asked Rav Nevin Sal, I think I mentioned to you already, and he said if he was in such a position, never dawn her. When I was asking him, I felt like I was asking a question that was from Mars. Like, to daven after Zvan Kriyashma? So I do it often. But, I try to say Kriyashma before Zvan Kriyashma, but to daven Shabbos morning also now, especially in the early hours, sometimes I daven with the Hasidim, sometimes I daven with the Bnei Yeshivas. Don't always daven. So when I daven with the Hasidim, so to him, the question sounded as if it was crazy. Like, so how you talking? Is such a thing that someone would daven? So even though I think his son does sometimes too. But still, somebody, the Talmidim, told me that how he used to wake up his son in the morning. Rav Chizkiyo likes to talk about how his father would wake him up in the morning. Couldn't dawn on him why someone would be sleeping. Anyhow, so he said in such a case, of course, he would daven biyichidus. So that's, but our case is, which is common, that some people today are a little bit more lazy than Rav Nevin Sal. And then in such a case, that if you be korek kriyashma below bracha, so then in such a case, he'd be yotzi yidei chovas kriyashma. So, and then, v'chozi v'kora brachos below kriyashma. So then the halacha really should be that you shouldn't be kriyashma at all. V'nir lishatov lachzer v'likros kriyashma ima brachos. So now I understand why they say over this chomer from Ramesha, because at the end of the day, it's really a bilbul. It's a real confusion. You were yotzei kriyashma, but you weren't yotzei the brachos. So what are you supposed to do? For example, if the third opinion that we spoke about 20 minutes ago is correct, that the Birchos Kriyashma is really on some level a Birchos HaMitzvah for Shema, so it becomes a Shailah of Bracha Levatala. And we all know that there is an Inyan L'chatchila, that the Shema should be connected L'chatchila to Birchos Kriyashma. So Ad Kedei Kach, these Gedolei Torah would rather just to daven Shachris entirely be Yechidus than to get involved with this problem. However, for us who are not on this madrig of these Gedolei Torah, there still is the Venir Ali of the Mechaber, that the Mechaber says that's okay for us to say Kriyashma in Karbanos. Mechaber wasn't talking about Kriyashma in Karbanos, but presumably the same would apply. They can say Kriyashma in Karbanos, and then say Birchos Kriyashma in Shema, even though it's after Zman Kriyashma. Okay, we'll stop over here.